നമസ്സർവേഭ്യഃ. അദ്യ തിങ്കൾക്കപ്രക്രിയായാം ഊനചത്വാരിംശഃ പാഠഃ, ജൂലൈ മാസസ്യ പഞ്ചമഃ ദിനാങ്കഃ. യേനാക്ഷരസമാമ്നായമധിഗമ്യ മഹേശ്വരാത് കൃത്സ്നം വ്യാകരണം പ്രോക്തം തസ്മൈ പാണിനയേ നമഃ. വാക്യകാരം വരരുചിം ഭാഷ്യകാരം പതഞ്ജലിം പാണിനിം സൂത്രകാരം ച പ്രണതോസ്മി മുനിത്രയം. ചതുർണാം ഗണാനാം സാർവധാതുകലകാരേഷു രൂപാണി അധീതാനി. അദ്യാരഭ്യ അന്യേഷാം ഗണാനാം രൂപസിദ്ധിം പശ്യാമഃ. ഗതവർഗസ്യ ഏകഃ അഭ്യാസഃ ആസീത്. തസ്യ കക്ഷ്യായാം ചർച്ചാ മാസ്തു, തസ്യ ഉത്തരാണി അഹം വെബ്സൈറ്റ് മധ്യേ സ്ഥാപയാമി. പശ്യന്തു, യദി പ്രശ്നാഃ സന്തി തർഹി അഗ്രിമവർഗേ ചർച്ചാം കുർമഃ. ഇഫ് യു ഹാവ് എനി ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻസ് ഓർ എനി സ്പെസിഫിക് ഡൗട്ട്സ് റിഗാർഡിംഗ് എനി ഓഫ് ദ എക്സർസൈസസ്, വി കെൻ ഡിസ്കസ് ഇൻ ദ നെക്സ്റ്റ് ക്ലാസ്. ഫോർ ദിസ് ക്ലാസ് ജസ്റ്റ് പ്രൊസീഡ് വിത്ത് ദ ലേണിംഗ് the prakriya of the other ganas. Yatha vayam purvam drishtavantah, dhatu paathe dhatavah dashasu ganeshu vibhaktah, bhadihi adadihi juhotyadihi divadihi swadihi tudadihi rudhadihi tanadihi kriyadihi churadihi iti dasha ganah. ഗണസ്യ നാമ തു തത്തദ് ഗണസ്യ പ്രഥമസ്യ ധാതോഃ ഭവതി. സോ ഇറ്റ് ഭാദി സ്റ്റാർട്സ് വിത്ത് ഭൂ, അദാദി വിത്ത് അദ്, ജുഹോത്യാദി വിത്ത് ഹു, ദിവാദി വിത്ത് ദിവ്, സ്വാദൗ സു, തുദാദൗ തുദ്, രുധാദൗ രുധ്, തനാദൗ തന്, ക്രിയാദൗ ക്രീ, ചുരാദൗ ചുര്. ഏതേ പ്രഥമ ധാതവ. തത്ര പ്രഥമ ചതുർത്ഥ ഷഷ്ഠ ദശമ ഗണസ്യ ധാതൂനാം പ്രക്രിയ സാർവധാതുകലകാരേഷു പ്രക്രിയ അസ്മാഭിഹി അധീത. ഈ സംഖ്യാം പശ്യാമഃ. ഏഷാ ധാതു സംഖ്യ. സോ ധാതു പാഠസ്യ പാഠാന്തരാണാം പാഠാന്തരാനപി യോജയിത്വാ ഏഷാ സംഖ്യ ഭവതി. ദ്വിസഹസ്രോത്തര ത്രിംശധിക ദ്വിശതം ധാതവ. സിദ്ധാന്തകൗമുദ്യാഹ ക്രമേണ ഏതാവന്തഹ ധാതവ നവോന ദ്വിസഹസ്രം ധാതവ ഭവന്തി. അത്ര അസ്മാഭിഹി ഇദാനീം അധീതാനാം ധാതൂനാം സംഖ്യാം പശ്യാമഃ ചേത്, സോ 1988 അഥവാ 1755 ഇതി ധാതവ അസ്മാഭിഹി അധീതഃ. We have covered a majority of the dhatu paatha. There are only around 226 dhatus left according to the Siddhanta Kaumudi. Slightly a few dhatus more according to the, even if we consider all the paathantaras, which is I think less than 1/8 or about 1/8 of the sankhya. So we have already done a majority. So anyeshu ganeshu ye dhatavah santi, തേ പ്രായേണ വിശിഷ്ടാഃ ധാതവഃ. ചതുർണാം ഏതേഷാം ഗണാനാം രൂപാണി ഏവ പ്രായേണ പ്രയോഗേ ശ്രൂയന്തെ. അന്യേഷാം ഗണാനാം രൂപാണി കിഞ്ചിത് വിശിഷ്ടാനി, അതഃ ഇതഃ പരം തേഷാം ഗണാനാം പ്രക്രിയാം പശ്യാമഃ. അദന്തഗണാഃ അനദന്തഗണാഃ ഇത്യസ്യ കോർത്ഥഃ. വികരണപ്രത്യയം പശ്യാമശ്ചേത്, ഭാദിഗണേ കർത്തരി ഷപ് ഇതി സൂത്രേണ വിഹിതഃ ഷപ് വികരണഃ, തത്ര അ ഇതി ശിഷ്യതെ. ധാതൌ വികരണം യോജയാമശ്ചേത് പഠ, അന്തേ ഹ്രസ്വഃ അകാരഃ ശ്രൂയതെ. ഏവം ദിവാദൌ ദിവാദിഭ്യശ്യന് ഇതി ശ്യന് വികരണഃ വിധീയതെ. നൃത്യ നൃത്യ അന്തേ ഹ്രസ്വഃ അകാരഃ. तुदादौ श विकरणः तुदादिभ्यश्चः इति सूत्रेण तत्रापि अकारः शिष्यते लिख अ लिख अन्ते ह्रस्वः अकारः छुरादौ पुनः शप् विकरणः निचि कृते कर्तरि शप् इति शप् विकरणः कथय इति अन्ते ह्रस्वः अकारः अतः एते चत्वारः गणाः अदन्ताः इति उच्यन्ते यत्र धातौ विकरणस्य योजनेन ह्रस्वः अकारः अन्ते विद्यमानम् अङ्गं सिद्ध्यति सो वी डिराइव एन अङ्ग विच एंड्स इन ह्रस्व अकार सो एज वी हैव सीन दट ह्रस्व अकार इट हैज एन एफेक्ट ऑन द प्रत्यय एंड ऑल्सो ऑन द इंटरैक्शन ऑफ द अंग विद द प्रत्यय प्रत्ययस्य सिद्धौ अपि अदन्तादङ्गात् विद्यमानानां प्रत्ययानां काचन प्रक्रिया भवति तथैव अङ्गस्य प्रत्ययस्य योजने यदि ह्रस्वाकारः अस्ति तर्हि समानप्रक्रिया अत एव एतेषां चतुर्णां गणानां प्रक्रिया प्रायेण समानी भवति फार् द रेस्ट् इफ् यु सी द्वितीये अदादिगणे अदिप्रभृतिभ्यः शपः इत्यनेन शपः लुक् भवति शप् विधीयते तस्य शपः लुक् भवति यदि लुक् भवति तर्हि विकरणः न श्रूयते साक्षात् धातुः तथा प्रत्ययः अतः अन्ते धातोरन्ते यः वर्णः स एव श्रूयते जुहोत्यादिगणेऽपि जुहोत्यादिभ्यः श्लुः इत्यनेन शपः लोपः श्लुना लोपः सो प्रत्ययस्य लुक् श्लु लुपः प्रत्ययस्य लोपः भिन्नैः शब्दैः विधीयते तत्र अदादिगणे लुका लुप्यते प्रत्ययः जुहोत्यादिगणे तु श्लुना लुप्यते अतः तत्रापि अन्ते धातौ विद्यमानः वर्णः एव श्रूयते स्वादिगणे स्वादिभ्यश्नुः इति श्नु विकरणः नु इति शकारस्य लोपे नु इति अतः सु नु इति उकारान्तम् अङ्गं सम्पद्यते रुधादिगणे रुधादिभ्यश्नम् इति श्नम् विकरणः न इति शिष्यते अस्य विशेषः अयं मित् मित्वात् मिदचोन्त्यात् परः इति सूत्रेण अन्त्यादतः परः श्नम् विकरणः सो इट्स् इट्स् इन् द मिडल् आफ् द धातु आफ्टर् द फैनल् अच् इन् द धातु सो द वाट् वि हियर् अट् द एण्ड् इस् अगेन् द लास्ट् लेटर् आफ् द धातु इट्सेल्फ् तनादिगणे तनादिक्रीञ्ज्य उः इति उ विकरणः अतः अङ्गम् उकारान्तम् तनु क्रियादिगणे श्ना विकरणः ना इति भवति अतः अन्ते आकारः श्रूयते पु ना ति एते अनदन्ताः गणाः सो दीस् गणास् आर् काल्ड् अनदन्तास् बिकास् द अङ्ग आफ्टर् एडिङ्ग् द विकरण विल् नाट् बि अदन्त अदन्तं न भवति यत्र अङ्गम् अदन्तं न भवति तत्र प्रत्ययाः अपि भिद्यन्ते देर् आर् टु वेस् देर् आर् त्री थिङ्ग्स् विच् वी हेव् टु स्टडी फार् द अनदन्त अङ्गस् प्रथमं प्रत्ययस्य निर्माणं प्रत्ययनिर्माणे कः भेदः अदन्तेभ्यः अङ्गेभ्यः ये प्रत्यया विधीयन्ते तथा अनदन्तेभ्यः अङ्गेभ्यः ये प्रत्ययाः तत्र कः भेदः प्रत्ययस्य निर्माणे कः भेदः इति द्वितीयं धातोः विकरणस्य योजनं कथं हौ डु वि आड् द विकरण टु द धातु तृतीयम् अङ्गस्य प्रत्ययस्य योजनं कथं How do we add these pratyayas to the anga derived from the dhatu plus vikarana? So these are the three main things that we will be studying. Anyattu prayena samanam bhavati. Itsamya, lopaha, thava prakritikani karyani, ityadini samanani. Visheshastu atra, pratyayasya nirmane, vikaranasya yojane, vikarana nimittani anga karyani, tatha pratyaya nimittani karyani. Atraiva visheshaha drashtavyaha. Ado anadantebhyaha angebhyaha ke pratyaya bhavanti iti drashtavyam. So latlakaraha. So if you look at the latlakara, parasmaipara pratyayaha, adanteshu angeshu yatha tathaiva pratyayaha bhavanti. Tip, pakarasya itsamya lope ti, tas sasajushoruhu kharavasana yor visarjaniyaha, sakarasya rutve visarge, taha, ji, jhontaha iti, jhakarasya antadeshe, anti, ti, taha, anti, si, taha, tha, mi, vaha, maha, pratyayaha, samanaha. The pratyayas are the same as they were for the adanta angas. Because there is no karya here which depends on the anga or the on the ending of the anga. Adantam angam ashritya kimapi karyam nasti. Sasajushoruhu ityasya angam napekshate. Tatu ante vidyamanasya sakarasya ruttvam tasya cha visargaha. Jhontaha ityatrapi angasya pekshata nasti. Pratyayavayavasya chasya antadeshaha syat. Ataha. Latlakare parasmaipara pratyayaha samanah ti taha anti si taha tha mi vaha maha. Atmane padetu bhedaha drishyate. Yadi smananti atmane pade te ite ante iti pratyayaha. Tatra te ite ityatra atongitaha iti sutrena adantad angat parasya nitah akarasya iyadeshah syat. So adantad angat parasya akarasya iyadeshah. So this karya depends on the anga being adanta. Atratu adantam angam nasti ityatah atongitah iti sutram anadanteshu ganeshu na pravartate iti prathamah amshah. So that we will not apply atam becoming iy tam and the yakara deleted by lopa of your vali to get itam. So tat na bhavati atra. Dvitiyam atmane padeshvanataha iti ekam sutramaste. So yadi ashtadhyayam pashyamaha. Jhakarasya adeshe etani trayani sutrani pravartante. Jhontaha pratyayadina vityataha pratyayasya iti anuvartate. Pratyayavayavasya jhakarasya antadeshaha syat. So there are no other conditions attached to it. The next sutra says at abhyastat. Abhyastat parasya jhakarasya adadeshaha bhavati. Instead of ant, we replace it with at. Kada abhyastam. Abhyastam iti kachita samya. Yatra dvitvam kriyate angasya. So there are cases where we do the dvitva. This is what we see particularly in the third gana. Da becomes dadati. Vi becomes vibheti. Who becomes juhoti. So sarvatra angasya dvitvam bhavati. Yatra dvitvam bhavati, तत्र उभे अभ्यस्तम इति संज्ञासूत्रमस्ति. सो बोथ पार्ट्स ऑफ द डबल्ड वॉट एवर वी हैव डबल्ड आर टुगेदर दे आर कॉल्ड एज अभ्यस्त. अभ्यस्त इति संज्ञा अस्ति. अतः अभ्यस्तात् परस्य झकारस्य प्रत्ययावयवस्य छस्य अत् आदेशः स्यात्. सो इन्स्टेड् ऑफ अन्त् वी रिप्लेस बाय अत्. तथैव आत्मनेपदेषु अनतः इति सूत्रमस्ति. इदानीं पश्यामः आत्मनेपदेषु इति सप्तमी बहुवचनम्, अनतः इति पञ्चम्येकवचनम्. प्रत्ययस्य इत्येन वर्तते, झः इत्येन वर्तते, अत् अदभ्यस्तादित्यतः अत् इत्यपि अनुवर्तते. अङ्गस्य इत्यधिकारः. सो अनतः अङ्गस्य, अतः इत्युक्ते अदन्तस्य अङ्गस्य, अनतः अतः अनदन्तस्य अङ्गस्य पञ्चमी विभक्तौ परिवर्तते. अयं तु षष्ठी. सो अङ्गस्य इति वस्तुतः षष्ठी विभक्ति, किन्तु कदाचित् पञ्चम्या परिवर्तते. सो द अधिकार अङ्गस्य, सो डिपेण्डिङ्ग् आन् द सूत्र इट् अपियर्स् बोत् एस् पञ्चमी एण्ड् एस् षष्ठी. अत्र तु पञ्चम्याः. अनदन्तात् अङ्गात् परस्य प्रत्ययावयवस्य झस्य अत् आदेशः स्यात् आत्मनेपदेषु. आत्मनेपदेषु इन् आत्मनेपदस् अनदन्तादङ्गात् परस्य, यदि अङ्गम् अदन्तं नास्ति तर्हि झकारस्य अत् इत्यादेशः भवति. सो इन्स्टेड् आफ् अन्त् वि रीप्लेस् इट् बै अत्. झ इत्यस्ति, त आताम् झ, झ इति आत्मनेपदप्रत्ययः. तत्र झकारस्य अदादेशे अत इति भवति. तत्र तु अन्त इति भवति एत्वे कृते अन्ते. ष्टितात्मनेपदानां टेरे इत्यनेन एत्वे अन्ते, ते इते अन्ते. अत्र तु ते आते, आकारस्य इ आदेशः न भवति. ते आते, अते, झकारस्य अत् इत्यादेशे कृते अत, एत्वे अते. सुन्वते, कुर्वते, सुनुते, सुन्वाते, सुन्वते, कुरुते, कुर्वाते, कुर्वते. अतः अनदन्तेभ्यः अङ्गेभ्यः परस्य झकारस्य अदादेशः भवति आत्मनेपदेषु. परस्मैपदेषु तु झोन्तः इति अन्तादेशः, आत्मनेपदेषु अदभ्यस्तात् आत्मनेपदेष्वनतः इति सूत्रेण अत् इत्यादेशः. झ अत लङ्लकारे अकुर्वत इत्यादि रूपाणि. इदानीम् आत्मनेपदप्रत्ययान् पश्यामः चेत् सर्वत्र ठित आत्मनेपदानां टेरे इत्यनेन एत्वं भवति. झस्य आत्मनेपदे श्वनतः इति अत. चितात्मनेपदानां टेरे इत्यनेन अत इत्यस्य टि अकारः, अकारस्य एकारादेशे अते. ते आते, अते. से थासस्य इति थासः से. आथे द्वे. ए वहे महे. एते अनदन्तेभ्यः अङ्गेभ्यः आत्मनेपदप्रत्ययाः. भेदस्तु आते आथे. सो अत्र आतोङितः इत्यस्य प्रवृत्तिः न भवति. अते इत्यत्र आत्मनेपदेष्वनतः इत्यनेन अदादेशः. एते विशेषाः. सो दीस् त्री प्रत्ययास् डिफर् इन् बिट्वीन् द अदन्तगणास् एण्ड् अनदन्तगणास्. अदन्तगणेभ्यः तु ते इते अन्ते, से इथे द्वे, ए वहे महे इति प्रत्ययाः. अत्र ते आते अते, से आथे द्वे, ए वहे महे इति प्रत्ययः. अतः परस्मैपदप्रत्ययेषु भेदः नास्ति लट्लकारे. आत्मनेपदप्रत्ययेषु तु भेदः दृश्यते. एनि क्वेश्चन्स्? अग्रे सरामः. लङ्लकारः. लङ्लकारे सूत्रत्रयं प्रवर्तते परस्मैपदेषु तस्थस्थमिपां तां तं त अमः तस्थस्थमिपां तान्तं तामः इति प्रत्ययादेशाः. नित्यं ङितः इत्यनेन उत्तमपुरुषस्य सकारान्तस्य ङिदुत्तमस्य लोपः, अतः सकारस्य लोपे व म. इतश्च इत्यनेन इकारान्तस्य प्रत्ययस्य लोपः, अतः ति इत्यत्र त्, सि इत्यत्र स. अन्ति झोन्तः आत्मनेपदेषु एव आत्मनेपदेष्वनतः इत्यस्य प्रवृत्तिः. परस्मैपदेषु झोन्तः, ततः इतश्च, अन्त्, संयोगान्तस्य लोपः इत्यनेन तकारस्य लोपे अन्. त् ताम् अन्, स् तं त, अम् व म. अतः लङ्लकारे अपि परस्मैपरप्रत्ययेषु भेदः नास्ति. So there is no difference in the parasmaipara pratyayas between the adanta anga and the anadanta anga, because these three sutras, tastasthamipam tantantamaha nityangita itascha, kutra api angasya apekshata nasti. So it does not specify adanta angat, sarvatra bhavati. Ataha samanaha pratyayaha t tam an, s tam ta, am va ma. परस्मैपद प्रत्ययेषु भेदः नास्ति. आत्मनेपद प्रत्ययेषु पुनः आतोङितः इत्यस्य प्रवृत्तिः न भवति. झ इत्यत्र आत्मनेपदे श्वनतः इत्यनेन अदादेशः. त आताम् अत, देर् वि हेड् त इताम् अन्त, अदन्तादणात् त इताम् अन्त इति प्रत्ययः. अत्र तु त आताम् अत, थाः आथाम् ध्वम्, इ वहि महि. सो पुनः त्रिषु प्रत्ययेषु भेदः. सो आताम् अण्ड् आथाम्, सो आकार इस् नाट् रिप्लेस्ड् बै इ, अण्ड् झ इत्यत्र नकारः न श्रूयते, अन्त इति न श्रूयते, अत इति श्रूयते. एते लङ्लकारे आत्मनेपदप्रत्ययाः. त आताम् अत, थाः आथाम् ध्वम्, इ वहि महि. लोट् लकारः, एक्स्क्यूस् मी जस्ट् वन् मोमेण्ट्. लोट्लकारे परस्मैपदप्रत्ययः. लोटो लङ्वत् इति सूत्रेण लङ्वत् अतिदेशः क्रियते. तस्थस्थमिपां तां तं त इति आदेशाः. नित्यं ङितः इति वस्मसोः सकारस्य लोपः भवति. इतश्च इत्यनेन इकारस्य लोपे प्राप्ते एरुः इकारस्य स्थाने उकारः. ति इत्यत्र तु. झि झोन्तः इति अन्तादेशः. एरुः इत्यनेन उकारे अन्तु. सि इत्यत्र सेर्ह्यपिच्च. सेः हि, सि इत्यस्य स्थाने हि इति आदेशः भवति. तत्र विशेषः पूर्वम् अतो हेः इत्यनेन अदन्तादङ्गात् परस्य हेः लुक् स्यात्. सो द हि विल् गेट् डिलीटेड् इफ् द अङ्ग इस् अदन्त. अत्र तु अदन्तमङ्गं नास्ति इत्यतः हि इत्यस्य लोपः न भवति. सो हि इस् रिटेन्ड्, वि हियर् द हि. तु ताम् अन्तु, हि तं त नि इत्यत्र अमादेशं बाधित्वा मेर्निः इत्यनेन नि आदेशः. सो मि इस् रिप्लेस्ड् बै नि. आफ्टर् दट् आडुत्तमस्य पिच इति सूत्रेण लोडुत्तमस्य आट् आगमः भवति. सो इन् आल् त्री प्रत्ययस् वी हाव् द आकार एडेड् आनि आव आम इति प्रत्ययः. तुह्योस्तातङ् आशिष्यन्यतरस्याम्. सो फार् तु एण्ड् हि तुह्योः आशिषि यत्र आशीरर्थे लोट् भवति तत्र विकल्पेन तातङ् इति आदेशः भवति. सो यु हाव् तु तात् ताम् अन्तु हि तात् तं त आनि आव आम. एते लोट्लकारे परस्मैपदप्रत्ययाः. द ओन्ली डिफरेन्स् इस् इन् हि. सो फार् इफ् इट् इस् एन् अदन्तगण अतो हेः इत्यनेन हेः लुक् भवति. अनदन्तेषु गणेषु हेः लुक् न भवति. सो हि इस् नाट् डिलेटेड्, इट् इस् हर्ड्. सो दट् इस् द ओन्ली डिफरेन्स् इन् परस्मैपदप्रत्ययस् फार् लोट् लकार. द रेस्ट् इस् आल् द सेम्. तु तात् ताम् अन्तु हि तात् तं त आनि आव आम. एनी क्वेश्चन्स्? सो इस् अ क्वेश्चन्. समबडी सेस् ऐ डिड् नाट् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् द रूल्स् फार् लङ् आत्मनेपदि. जस्ट् गो बेक् वन् स्लैड्. सो दर् इस् नथिङ्ग् स्पेशल्. Jhi, jha, instead of being replaced by anta, it is replaced by ata. Atmane padeshvanataha ityanena at ityadeshaha. So you get ata. For atam and atham, if the anga were adanta, we would apply atongitaha. To replace this a with iya, and then the ya would be deleted by lopavyorvali to get itam and itham. Atrato angam adantam nasti ityataha. आतोङितः इति न प्रवर्तते. सो नथिङ्ग् हेपन्स्. प्रत्ययास् द ओरिजिनल् प्रत्ययास् आर् त आतां झ थास् आथां ध्वम् इ वहि महि. सो तत्र किमपि न भवति. झ इत्यत्र आत्मनेपदेष्वणतः इत्यनेन अदादेशे अथ त आताम् अत. थास् ससजुषोरुः खरवयसानयोर्विसर्जनीयः इति सकारस्य ऋत्वे विसर्गे थाः थाः आथां ध्वम् I vahi mahi. So for the rest of the pratyayas, there is no karya. Okay. Any questions so far? Lat, lang and the parasmaipada of lot lakara. लोट् लकारस्य आत्मनेपदप्रत्ययाः. एज़् वी नो सर्वत्र अदन्तेषु गणेषु अपि. सो बिफोर् बिगिनिङ्ग् द आत्मनेपदप्रत्ययास् आफ् लोट् वि डिरैव् द प्रत्ययास् आफ् लट्. सो लट् लकारस्य प्रत्ययं स्वीकृत्य ततः लोट् लकारस्य प्रत्ययाः साध्यन्ते. सो लट् लकारस्य प्रत्ययाः सन्ति ते आते अते से आथे द्वे ए वहे महे. एते लट्लकारस्य प्रत्ययाः. सर्वत्र ठितात्मनेपदानां टेरे थासस्य आत्मनेपदेष्वनतः इत्यस्य प्रवृत्तिः. सो आफ्टर् दट् वी गेट् द लट्लकार प्रत्ययस्. वन्स् वी हाव् द लट्लकार प्रत्ययास् आम् एतः. लट्लकारे यत्र यत्र एकारः अस्ति तत्र आम् आदेशः क्रियते. सो ते ए बिकम्स् ताम्. आते बिकम्स् आताम्. अते बिकम्स् अताम्. आथे बिकम्स् आथाम्. समाभ्याम् वामौ सकार वकाराभ्याम् परस्य एकारस्य व अम् इति आदेशौ. सकारादुत्तरस्य एकारस्य व. सो दिस् बिकम्स् स्व. वकारादुत्तरस्य एकारस्य अम्. सो दिस् बिकम्स् ध्वम्. ताम् आताम् अताम् स्व आथाम ध्वम ए एत्यत्र एत ऐ इति ए वहे महे सर्वत्र एकारस्य ऐकारः सो इट बिकम्स ऐ वहै महै ततः आडुत्तमस्य पिच्च इत्यनेन आडागमः आ ऐ आटश्च इति वृद्धौ ऐ आ वहै आ महै एते प्रत्ययः ताम आताम अताम स्व आथाम ध्वम ऐ आवहै आमहै इति लोट्लकारे आत्मनेपद प्रत्ययः ओके सो एज ऑलवेज द डिफरेंस इज इन थ्री प्रत्ययस वन इज इन द जी सो अरभ्यस्तादित्तनेन क्षम्यताम् आत्मनेपदे श्वनतः इत्यनेन अदादेशः सो इन्स्टेड् आफ् अन्ताम् वि हियर् अताम् सो इन् आताम् अण्ड् आथाम् वि डु नाट् हाव् आतोङितः रेस्ट् आफ् द प्रत्ययास् आर् द सेम् एस् वाट् वि सी फार् अदन्तगणास् सो ताम् आताम् अताम् स्व आथाम् ध्वम् ऐ आवहै आमहै विधिलिङ्ग लकारः सो इफ यू लुक एट द विधिलिङ्ग लकार द प्रत्ययस् देमसेल्स दे आर वेरी सिमिलर टू लङ् लकार सो तस्थस्थमिपां तां तं तामः सो एते आदेशाः भवन्ति तां तं त अम् नित्यं इतः इति वस्मसोः सकारस्य लोपः इतश्च इति ति स्योः ति सि इत्येतयोः इकारस्य लोपः त् स् झि इत्यत्र लिङ्लकारे विशेषः इन्स्टेड् आफ् झोन्तः आर् अत्मनेपदेशनतः वि हाव् झेर् जुस् लिङ्लकारे झि इत्यस्य जुस् इति आदेशः जुसि जकारस्य चुटु इत्यनेन इत्संज्ञा तस्य लोपे उस् सो दिस् कार्य इस् स्पेसिफिक् टु लिङ् लकार झि इत्यस्य स्थाने उस् सो हेव् त् ताम् उस् स् तं त अम् व म सो दीस् आर् द प्रत्यय आदेशस् हौ डु वि कन्वर्ट् द प्रत्यय इट् सेल्फ् तथा कृते यासुट् परस्मैपदेषु उदात्तः निच्च यु नो दट् परस्मैपदेषु लिङ्लकारप्रत्ययानां यासुट् इति आगमः भवति सो वि एड् यास् टु द बिगिनिङ्ग् आफ् ईच् प्रत्यय सर्वेषां प्रत्ययानां यासुट् आगमः भवति सुट् तिथोः यत्र प्रत्यये तकारः थकारो वा श्रूयते तत्र सुट् आगमः सकारस्य आगमः ततः लिङ्गस्सलोपो अनन्त्यस्य लिङ्लकारे अनन्त्यस्य सकारस्य लोपः सार्वधातुकलिङ्गः सो इन् विधिलिङ्ग् द सकार आफ् यासुट् एण्ड् द सकार आफ् सुट् आर् बोत् डिलीटेड् सो इन् आल् प्रत्ययस् वि एड् यासुट् वेर् एवर् देर् इस् तकार अर्थकार वि एड् सुट् and then we delete both sakaras by lingasalopo anantyasya right in the adantagana one other thing we do for everything is ato yeyah ya ityasya sthane ya deshah sarvatra kriyate adantad angat parasya ya ityasya ya deshah syat that is why the pratyayas were it itam iyuh ihi itam ita etc Everywhere we have the yadesha. Atra tu ato yeyaha iti na pravartate. We will not have ato yeyaha because it is not, the anga is not adanta. So everywhere we hear ya and not y. Sarvatra ya ityasyaiva shravanam bhavati. So there are a few cases where there is a sandhi. So first, if you look at this, so there is ya and t. We add yasu, su, t. Yasut agame yasu, t. Sudagame yasu, su, t. Ubhayoho sakarayoho लिङ्गस्थलोपोऽनन्त्यस्य इत्यनेन लोपे यात् यात् याताम् यास् यातम् यात याव याम सर्वत्र प्रत्ययस्य पूर्वं या इति श्रूयते. स्थलद्वये सन्धिः या उस् वेन् यु हाव् या अण्ड् उस् आ प्लस् उ शुड् हाव् बीन् ओ किन्तु उस्यपदान्तात् इति विशिष्टं सूत्रमस्ति. अपदान्तात् अकारात् उसि परे वेन् फालोड् बै उस् देर् इस् पूर्वरूप. This sutra is just before ato gune. We do purva rupa with ato gune. Similarly, atra api, pararupa. Not purva rupa, pararupa by ato gune. So before that, apadantad akarad usiparataha pararupam bhavati. Ataha akarasya ukarasya sthane ukaradeshe yus iti bhavati. Okay. Similarly, when you have ya, am, अमिपूर्वः इत्यनेन पूर्वरूपे याम् इति भवति. सो एव्रीवेर् वि आड् आक या टु द प्रत्यय. सो इफ् द प्रत्यय बिगिन्स् वित् अ स्वर देर् इस् अ सन्धि. या उस् इत्यत्र उस्य पदान्तात् इत्यनेन पररूपे युस् इति भवति. या अम् इत्यत्र अमिपूर्वः इत्यनेन पूर्वरूपे याम् इति भवति. अतः प्रत्ययाः यात् त् इत्यत्र पूर्वं या यात् याताम् युः युस् ससजुषोरुः खर्वसानयोर्विसर्जनीयः युः यात् याताम् युः याः. सो यास् ससजुषोरुः खर्वसानयोर्विसर्जनीयः याः यातम् यात या अम् अमिपूर्वः इत्यनेन पूर्वरूपे याम् याव याम. अतः विधिलिङ्गकारे प्रत्ययाः पूर्णतः भिद्यन्ते. दे आर् कम्प्लीट्लि डिफरेण्ट् फ्रम् वाट् देवर् फार् द अदन्तगणस्. रैट्? सो यात् याताम् युः याः यातम् यात याम् याव याम. एते विधिलिङ्गकारे परस्मैपद प्रत्ययाः. एनि क्वेश्चन्स्? This question, do we add ya or ya? Ya, always it is ya because the agama is yasut, dirghaha eva. So sarvatra dirghasya eva yojanam. The agama itself yas. So sakara is deleted by lingasthala upavanantyasya. We have ya everywhere. Okay. So yat yatam yuh, yah yatam yata, yam yava yama. Okay. Atmane pade kim bhavati. So if you look at the pratyayas, ta atam ran, jhasya ran, it is utramasti. Linglakare jha ityasya ran iti sarvadeshah. So we saw that even in the Adantaganas. So ita iyatam iran ityatrapi jhasya ran iti syuvate. Ta atam ran, thaha atam dvam, ito at, it linglakare itahasthane at akaraha adeshah. So you have a vahi mahi. Okay. So these are the pratyayadeshas. Jhasyaran, इटो अत इति सूत्रद्वयं विशिष्य लिंगलकारे प्रवर्तते विधिलिंगलकारे. सो विद दिस वी ऐड द आगम सीयुट लिंग सीयुट परस्मै पदेषु यासुट आत्मने पदेषु सीयुट इति आगमः सीयुटी सीय इति शिष्यते. सुट तिथोः यत्र तकारः थकारो वा अस्ति तत्र सुडागमः उभयोः सकारयोः. सो द सकार ऑफ सीयुट एंड द सकार ऑफ सुट सो दे आर बोथ डिलीटेड बाय लिंगसलोपो अनंत्यस्य. आई एम सॉरी द हेडिंग हियर शुड हैव बीन आत्मनेपर प्रत्ययः. सो देयर इज द या देयर इज अ I have copied it from the previous slide. So, it should be Atmanepara Pratyayaha. So, Linga Salopo Anantyasya Ittenena Ubhayoho Sakarayohu Siyutaha Sutahacha Sakarasya Lopaha Lopo Vyorvali Iyu Iti Sarvatra Shruyata. So, we hear the Iyu everywhere. Yatra Pratyaha Valadihi, where the Pratyaya begins with a Val, Lopo Vyorvali Ityanena Yakarasya Lopaha. So you have Ta, Iy, Ta, Yakarasya Lopo Vyorvali Ityanena Lope, Ita, Iy, Atam. So this is not Valadi, so it is not deleted. Iy, Atam. Iy, Ran. लोपो व्योर्वलि इति अकारस्य लोपे ईरन् ईत ईयाताम् ईरन् ईथाः ईयाथाम् ईध्वम् ईय ईवहि ईमहि. सो वेरेवर दिस इज पिंक देयर इज लोपो व्योर्वलि टू डिलीट द यकार. सो इफ इट स्टार्ट्स विद द स्वर द यकार इज हर्ड ईयाताम् ईयाथाम् ईय. विधिलिंगलकारे आत्मनेपदे भेदः nasti. So this is what we had for the adantangas also, because there is no karya here which depends on the adantanga. The pratyayas are the same. Kutrapi bhedaha nasti. Ita iyatam iran, ithah iyatham idhvam, iya ivahi imahi. So parasmai pade sarvesha pratyayeshu bhedaha, atmane pade tu bhedaha nasti. Any questions? So, Rao Mahodaya, what was your question? So, I'll unmute you. Kaha prashna hasi?
Yeah, I was sent a note whether we should add ya or ya, and you already answered that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions? So the pratyayas for anadanta angas are these. Ti, taha, anti, si, taha, tha, mi, vaha, maha. So there is no difference from the adantanga pratyayaha. So these pratyayas are the same as what we had in the adantanga. Atmane padeshutu, te, ate, ate, से आथे द्वे ए वहे महे त्रिषु स्थलेषु भेदः. सो व्हाट इज हाइलाइटेड इज वेयर द प्रत्ययस डिफर फ्रॉम द अदंत अंग. सो वी आर ऑलरेडी फेमिलियर विद दोस. सो वेयर डज इट डिफर? इट डिफर्स इन थ्री प्लेसेस. इन झ बिकॉज ऑफ आत्मनेपदेश्वनतः एंड इन आते आथे बिकॉज ऑफ द आतोंगितः. देयर इज नो यादेश. If you see everywhere, so these three are what differ. Lati, tatraiva bhedaha, langi, loti. Atmane padeshu, trishu sthaleshu eva bhedaha. Because of the additional application of atmane padeshvanataha and because of the absence of atongitaha. Right? So, te ate ate, se ate dve, e vahe mahe. Langlakare, parasmai pade bhedaha nasti, ta tam an, sa tam ta, अम् व म आत्मनेपदेषु त आताम् अत थाः आथाम् ध्वम् इ वहि महि. लोट्लकारे तु तात ताम अन्तु हि तात अत्र हे हे लुक न भवति सो डिफरेंस इज हि इज नॉट डिलीटेड बिकॉज द अंग इज नॉट अदंत इट इज हर्ड अदंतेषु अंगेषु किमपि न श्रूयते सो हि तात तम त आनि आव आम ताम आताम अताम स्व आताम ध्वम ऐ आवहै आमहै सो इन ऑल थ्री लकारस दीस थ्री प्रत्ययस डिफर राइट सो लोटि तु परस्मै परे हि इत्यत्र विधिलिंग लकारे परस्मै पदे सर्वे प्रत्ययाः भिन्नाः बट बिकॉज ऑफ ओनली वन सूत्र वी डू नॉट अप्लाई अतो येयः सो बिकॉज इट इज अद नॉट अदंत वी डू नॉट या इज नॉट कन्वर्टेड टू इ सो वी हैव यात there it was it itam yuhu here we have yat yatam yuhu yah yatam yata yam yava yama atmane pare bhedah nasti siyut sut sakara lopaha lopo vyorvali ita iyatam iran ithah iyatam idvam iya ivahi imahi ete अनदन्तेभ्यः अङ्गेभ्यः प्रत्ययाः एनी क्वेश्चन्स् हियर् सो द फर्स्ट् थिङ्ग् ऐ वाण्ट् आल् आफ् यू टु डू टुडे इस् टु सिट् एण्ड् वर्क् औट् दीस् प्रत्ययस् द डिरैवेशन् आफ् दीस् प्रत्ययस् सो डिरैव् आल् द प्रत्ययस् एण्ड् मेक् श्योर् दट् यू आर् comfortable with the final forms of all these because in further classes we will not look at the pratyaya derivation again we will just take these forms and add them to the anga so this is where you have to learn to derive the pratyaya and remember the final form of the pratyaya so that is the first exercise for today the second thing is so in these pratyayas there is a division Each, I mean, these are of four kinds. The pratyayas which we have here, say 9 into 8, right? So these 72 pratyayas are divided into four classes, and those classes are very, very important. First. Sarvadhatuka, pit and ardhadhatuka. All of them are sarvadhatuka, right? Ting, shit, sarvadhatukam ityanena, ete sarvevi pratyayaha sarvadhatukaha. Tatra kechana pitaha, kechana apitaha. So the first difference is between pit and apit. Okay. So if you look at pit, tip, sip, mip, these three are originally Pit. They have pakara in them, which is it. So, ti, si, mi, ete, pitaha. Langlakare api, ta, su, am, ete, pitaha. Because they originally have pakara as it. If you come to the lot lakara, there is a mistake here. Excuse me. Just one second. Okay, so you see lot, so ti, si, mi, so ti gets converted to tu, it is pit, so mi, mip gets ni, this is also pit, but he, ser, hi, apicha, so this is where that apit comes into play, in the whole of the Adanta Gana, we never paid attention to it, but the sutra says, ser, hi, apicha, So specifically, this he is stated to be apit. Even though si is pit, he is not pit. Right? So atra tu ani iti dvau eva pit pratyayau. Tat is nit tuhyoho tatang. So it becomes nit. as soon as it is nit, nitcha pinna, pitchanginna. That is the standard rule. If it is nit, it is not pit. If it is pit, it is not nit. So, in these pratyayas, nit and pit are mutually opposing. If something is pit, it is not nit. If it is nit, it is not pit. Right? So, tatang is not pit. So, here you have tu and ani. These two are, tu is pit and mi is also pit. But there is also something, at uttamasya pitcha. Right? So just a second. There is. So, Aduttamasya Pitcha says, the Lord Uttamasya Adagamahasyat Sacha Pitu. So, specifically, the at, wherever we have at, the pratyaya becomes pit. So, Ani, Ava, Ama, all of them are pit. Also, in Atmanepada, I, Avahai, Amahai. These are also pit because of the art agama, art uttamasya pitcha. So, art uttamasya pitcha specifically says that the art agama is pit. So, serhya pitcha specifically states that he is not pit. Art uttamasya pitcha states that art is pit. Okay, even though there is no pakara, it is treated as pit. So, in lot lakara, we have the uttama purusha pratyayas are always pit. And tu is originally pit because of the tip. Right? So these are pit. If you come to vidhiling lakara, there is yasut. Yasut parasmai padeshu udattaha nitcha. So this, the sutra says that it is nit. So wherever we add yasut, there is no pit. Even tip, sip, mip are not pit because you are adding yasut which is nit. So, if it is nit, it automatically cancels the pitva. Wherever something becomes nit, it cancels the pitva property. So, in vidhiling lakara, all pratyayas are apit. So, lati, langi, ti, si, mi, tu, su, am, ete, pitaha. Lot lakare, uttama purusha pratyayaha, tatha, tu, ete, pitaha. So, other than these, all other pratyayas are apit. Clear? So, pit, apit, very, very, very important. So, if we, this is not clear, you will not get the correct form in the anadanta gana. So, in the adanta gana, it does not matter. Because the ending is a, there is no possibility of guna. So, it does not matter. But as soon as we enter the anadanta gana, as soon as you see a pratyaya, you should think, is it pit or apit? So, all other karyas come later. So, pit and apit. Ete, atra, trayaha, trayaha, shat. So, you have 18 and 1, 19. 12 and 1, 13. So, 3 plus 3, 6, 3, 9, 3, 12 and 13. So, there are 13 pit pratyayas and everything else, it is apit. So, there is nothing. So, these are pit and the rest are all apit. Clear? So, first thing is to know which is pit and which is apit. So, once we are clear with that, within these we have further qualification. That is, there is no sutra for that. It's very easy. Which is haladi, which is ajadi. So, there is haladi pit and ajadi pit. So, if you look at these, ti, si, mi, tu, su. So, all these are haladi pit pratyayaha. Because they start with a hal. So, there's nothing. So, amma, ani, ava, ama, ai, avahai, amahai. All these are ajadi pit. So, tu is again haladi pit. So the next thing we look at it is, so ti, si, mi, tu, su, tu, sorry, not he. Okay, so ti, si, mi, tu, su, and tu. These six are haladi pit pratyaha. Right? So they start with a hal and they are pit. The rest, am, ani, ava, ama, ai, ava, hai, ama, hai. These are ajadi pit. Okay? So, pit, first recognize the pit. And then, which is haladi, which is ajadi. It's pretty easy. So, that's all. So, again, in the apit, we need to know which is haladi and which is ajadi. So, whichever is in blue is ajadi apit. Right? So, anti, ate, 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 e. So, wherever. So, these are all ajadi apit. The rest are all haladi apit. I should have added one more. So whatever is not marked is haladi and apit. So the pratyayas, there are four classes. First, pit and apit. So then, haladi pit sarvadhatukaha, ajadi pit sarvadhatukaha, ajadi apit sarvadhatukaha, and haladi apit sarvadhatukaha. So first division is always pit and apit. Once you know that, I mean whether it's ajadi or haladi, it's very easy to know. So most of the karyas which we see for the anadanta angas will come under four classes. What happens if the pratyaya is haladi pit? What happens if it is ajadi pit? What happens if it is haladi apit? And what if it is ajadi apit? So just four classes. So so as usual, I mean, I don't know what I was thinking when I prepared this. So everywhere I made a mistake with the he. So I'll just change it. So he is apit. Always remember. Okay, so this is the correct table. He is apit. Okay. So dark green, haladi pit. Light green is the ajadi pit. So in blue, we have the ajadi apit. So the rest is all haladi and apit. Okay. So the second thing you will all do today is, once you have the derived the pratyayas and are familiar with the pratyayas, try to classify each of them, which is pit, which is apit. And then in each of those, make those two classes first. And then in each list, which is haladi and which is ajadi. So you will get four sets of pratyayas. So most karyas will depend on what kind of a pratyaya. So recognizing the pratyaya, which it is very important. So it happens. I mean, the first day, it looks sort of complicated. But once we keep doing this for everything, it becomes very easy. It becomes very clear. Okay. Any questions? So don't get worried while looking at this. I mean, generally the tendency is in the first four, those four ganas, we are familiar with the forms and the karya is also easy. So it's very, seems easy. once we step into the second set, there is already a mental block because we are not familiar with the forms of these ganas. Generally, we are not. And then this classification also might seem daunting, but it is not. The prakriya is as easy as ever. It's just the classification. That is how Panini did this. You have to get those classes into mind and then the derivation becomes pretty easy. Okay, so don't worry. Correct. So, as somebody says, pit and apit, you should know because it has to apply the sutra. Ajadi, haladi, it's, I mean, just looking at the pratyaya, you will always know. But you should get it into your mind that you have to think every time, is this ajadi or haladi before you do the karya, that's all. So, ajadi, haladi, you will know. So, for pit and apit, one is having pakara as it, but also the sutras like serhya pitta, aduttamasya pitta, Yasat Parasmai Padeshu Dhatu Nicha. You should know the sutra fully and pay attention to what the sutra is telling about the itva. Okay. So we will stop here. Please work on these pratyayas and be familiar with them by the next class. Okay. येनाक्षर समाम्नाय अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। यस, फोर फैक्टर्स आर पित अपित एंड इन ईच ऑफ देम अजादि एंड हलादि। Okay. So, yeah, somebody asked about the Bangkok conference. Well, the conference was very good. There were more than, I think, around 550 or 600 papers were presented in various fields of Sanskrit. So, it was organized with two governments this time. And both the Indian government and the Thai government were supporting it. Because the Thai queen, she herself is a Sanskrit student and a supporter of Sanskrit. So it was a very nice conference, the organized well, and Sushma Swaraj was there for the inauguration. She spoke in Sanskrit both at the inauguration and at the dinner which was hosted by the embassy. So one thing special about this conference was the emphasis on, you know, spoken Sanskrit also. Okay. Which was generally the conferences are confined to academic sessions and there is not much emphasis on Sanskrit as a bhasha. There was. So that was nice. Recording, there is no, as in my paper, there is no recording. I just have a presentation. So my presentation was on text on the Mahabhashya. That is what I am working for my PhD. It is called Vidvan Mukha Bhushanam. It is not a commentary. It's a very nice text. What it tries to do is to summarize the Siddhanta of the Mahabhashya in the form of shlokas. So there are verses. So Mahabhashya, I don't know how many of you are familiar with the Mahabhashya. So Mahabhashya is the work in Vyakarana, Paniniya Vyakarana. It's the last say for anything that you have a question about. So it's a huge text. All Shastras in our Parampara follow this Sutra Vartika Bhashya. So Bhashya is generally the detailed commentary or the detailed discussion on each sutra. So what, there are many questions. The Bhashya goes in the form of a conversation. So for each sutra, he raises questions and he answers them. So there's a lot of discussion, which can get pretty confusing for beginners. So what this text tries to do is to summarize the Siddhanta in the form of short verses. So each verse tells you what is a Siddhanta for a particular section of the Bhashya. And it also tries to give a example from daily life to, you know, for that Siddhanta. So that is the text which I am working. I am doing the critical edition of that text for my PhD. So So I gave a presentation on that about the salient features of the text and what it tries to do, and from different angles of the text and so on. So the text is authored by somebody called Prayaga Venkatadri Bhatta. So there is no more information about the author in the manuscript itself. So based on internal evidences, probably 17th century is my this must have been written around 17th century. So very nice feature of the text is that it gives a view of the social life in that time, because he gives examples from daily life. So you also get an idea of social life in addition to the Shastra. So that's one, it's a nice text. But no, yeah, there was no recording because there was no facility for recording there. With that. So, I think that's it. How long was it? I mean, how long was the presentation? I mean, each present, for all presentations, are standard 20 minutes of presentation and 5 minutes of discussion. So that was the time for most presentations. And as I said, I mean, one of the highest recorded number of presentations was in this conference. More than 500, I think nearly close to 550 papers were presented. So they said that, I mean, it was one of the highest numbers among all world Sanskrit conferences. It is held every 3 years, so in different parts of the world. That was 5 days. The conference was for 5 days, from last Sunday to Thursday, I guess. So where is the book available? You mean the book on the Vidvanmukha Bhushanam? It is not yet. I am doing the critical edition for my PhD. So once I give my thesis, somebody can, I mean, I have to see if I can publish it. So that's later, after I finish my PhD. So can anybody attend the conference? I mean, it's open, but there is a registration fee for attending, either as a presenter or as a delegate. If you want to present a paper, you have to send an abstract in advance. They call for abstract pretty in advance. Say the next conference is 3 years later. The next conference will be in Canada. Okay, so that's in Vancouver. So in 2018. Okay. But they start calling for papers next year maximum. So it's a long process for each. So you have to send in your abstract, and if the abstract is accepted, then you'll have to register and then attend. If you just want to attend, there is also, I mean, you can also register and attend. So where are you doing my PhD from? I'm doing my PhD from Madras University. Dr. Narasimhan is my guide. Oh yes, I mean, I think next for the next conference, like those who are in the US or Canada, they'll find it much easier to attend because it's much closer. But it's much farther for us too. So let us see. It's a long time away. So we do not know. Yeah, the Oriental Conference, I think, is still on. So I am not sure. My husband says it was in Kashmir last time, but I don't have know about that. So is it while you in Chennai or Bangalore? I am in Chennai. I was in Bangalore before. I mean, after my marriage, I shifted to Chennai. So I'm now in Chennai. Okay, then there was one question, sorry, with this discussion, I forgot, there was one question about the class. Somebody asks, what do I mean by working on the pratyayas and an example? What I mean is, I mean, you just have to derive these pratyayas. I mean, everything starts with Tiptas G. So derive these pratyayas from Tiptas G for the different lakaras, and then classify them into these pit and apit, and also about the haladi ajadi. Okay, so that's all about the pratyaya. So did we attend any other session in the conference? Oh yes, I mean we attended quite a few sessions. There were plenary sessions. One was by Chamu Krishna Shastri, which was very nice. He spoke about the, how Sanskritists need to, how researchers or academicians are focusing on just, the posts, whether it's the VCs or the registrar's post, and not really working for Sanskrit. So, he spoke very well about the need to change the direction, looking at Sanskrit as a bhasha, developing it as a bhasha, and then as this one. So that was a fantastic. Oh, I hear it's available on YouTube. Please do listen to it. It was very nice session. So there was also one more session by Rajiv Malhotra. So he also spoke on the insider and outsider view of Sanskrit and this. So that was also a very nice session. So plenary sessions were very good. So yeah, if people are asking for Krishna Shastri's speech, so if somebody can give the link, maybe others can all. Okay, so all plenary sessions are on YouTube apparently. So what is the word? I mean, is there any keyword for which they can search, or will World Sanskrit Conference give it? I do not know. I have not looked for it. So please send a link to it. So if you can send the link to me, maybe we can share it with everybody. So please do watch those. It will be nice. Okay. So here is the link. I'm sending one of the links to everybody in the chat. So that is Rajiv Malhotra's speech, the YouTube link. So, and this is the link too. Chamu Krishna Shastri Mahodaya speech on YouTube. So you can try watching those. Okay. Okay then, we'll stop here. Have a good week ahead. And next week we'll see the other ganas and how to derive the forms. Dhanyavada.